Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back again with another program. And again, on this program, we have singing the Weatherford Quartet. And we hope you've enjoyed last week and this week, and hope that these songs are to suit you and that you'll enjoy very much. They're singing for their first number, Walk in Jerusalem.
I want to be ready.
Just like John. Their next number, Someone to Care.
Who cares for you?
Beautiful numbers. The next one, Standing by the River.
Here I stand beside the cheery waters, waiting for my final call.
Standing by the river,
standing by the river, looking beyond,
gazing toward the land of famous beauty, where the surges rise and fall.
Standing by the river,
number, There's a Light Guiding Me. Next number, as an old timer, No, Never Alone.
For me, for me, for me,
seated upon his great white throne, and he promised that he'd never leave me. No, never alone.
The 23rd Psalm. Now listen to Bob Thacker on I'm Free Again.
Cleansed every sin.
we turn to the Word of God again. Today we'll be dealing and talking on the betrayal of the Lord and how that He was betrayed by people and the people that was with Him. And we're going to start reading in the beginning in about the 21st verse of the 22nd chapter of Luke. And we'll be moving through the scriptures. But now listen. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it is determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should betray him, or should do the thing. And there was also strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Now, my friends, today, I'd like for you to think that these people right there with Christ, they had this problem working, trying to break them down. And it's today, and it will be today. But let's consider, you and I, let's consider, are we people as Judas was? Are we people that's failing to serve the Lord? Are going along with the crowd, so to speak, appearing that we're something that we're not? Are we today betraying the Lord in our lives? This is what I'd like for you to think about today as you live, as you walk in this life. Are you putting forth an effort to serve God with all of your heart? Or are you just going along with the crowd? Are you one that wants to be greater than anyone else? My friend, today it'll take an humble life to please the Lord. It'll take a person that wants to serve God in humility to make it. And let me say to you today, as we go through this program today, I'd like for you to think upon your life. Are you a child of God? Are you a true child of God? Are you serving God as you should? Or are you failing Him in your life? Now, we'll turn now to St. John, 21st verse. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one to another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. And he then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he has dipped the sop, and he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had a bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Now, I'd like for you to think, Judas, of course, he was predestinated, had no way around it. He was predestinated for the job. But Jesus died that whosoever will could serve him, could be a child of his. And there are people today, I'm afraid, that are failing the Lord and failing Him as they live in this life, as they go through this life, and really betraying the Lord. would you think on this today as we go and talk to you through this program today? I'm not myself, as I told you, I'm not trying to judge anyone. My purpose on this program is if I could get anyone to think and think upon the Lord and think toward the Lord, I'd like to be able to do it. If I could get you to seek God and seek Him as you should, I'd like to see you do it. A lot of people claim to be Christians and go along, and now this is what Judas was doing. He was going along with the crowd, yet he came against the Lord. He failed the Lord, and he caused the Lord to be crucified. And today, you and I, claiming, and many people claim to be Christians, and live through the week just anyway. Then on Sunday, trying to live a righteous life. My friend, today, this won't work. It will not work. It'll take a man and a woman that serves God. This is not just a weekend thing. This thing is 365 days in a year. And on leap year, we'll have to add another day to it, because it's a day, a time of serving God. As we spoke to you before of the coming of the Lord, the Lord is coming back, and He's coming after those people that's truly serving Him, not someone going along in a life of betrayal, a life of failing and failing God. Well, don't you know that any time that you say or claim to be a Christian, and the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord in your life, and you going out and doing the same things that to people of the world, my friends, it's betraying the ways of God. It's betraying the Lord. It's betraying the whole purpose that the Lord come back for. He came back. He came here that we might have salvation and have it more abundantly, that we might have it joyously, that we might be able to rejoice in the love of God. Now let's go to Matthew and read a little bit about the betrayal of Christ and the things that happened to him just through the failure of one man at that time. And let's you and I, let's be sure that we don't fail the Lord in this day and time. Now, as we go back and read, this is this chapter that I'm going to read from is the 26th chapter, and I start, I guess, about the 47th verse. Now listen as we read it. And while he yet spake to Judas, one of the 12 came with him, a great multitude with a sword and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled, that thus it must be? In that same hour said Jesus to the multitude, Are ye come out against a thief with a sword and stave to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. My friends, today, are you turning your back on the Lord? Are you failing to serve God as you should? It takes a man and woman to give his life. And as these people turned and turned their back on the Lord, every one of them in one place, the Lord told Peter that he would deny him. And Peter said, in no way would he deny him. But he told him before the cock crowed three times that he had denied thrice. And he did. And I believe right here is the scripture in the 26th chapter. Let me read this to you. The 34th verse. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise, now look, likewise all said, all the disciples, also said the disciples. So all of them that night failed the Lord. That night all of them failed to stand as they should. My friends, today are you a person that's trying with your best to serve God? Are you a true and a living servant for Christ? Is your life in accord with Christ's words? Are you caring today in your life to serve God and to be careful that you would not shame the Lord, that there would be no shame put upon him out or through your life? Let me warn you today, let me beg, let me plead with you that you will serve God and serve him, not betray him as he was betrayed when he was here. Christ came that you and I might have a more abundant life. Let me turn you, to the day of Pentecost, the second chapter. And remember, come into Christ, come to him as they did on the day of Pentecost. And of course we realize that salvation came speaking in tongues. Seek God in this manner. Be honest with the Lord. Please don't betray him. Our time is gone. Will you bow in prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another privilege, Lord, that we can speak out to the people the Word of God. And we pray, Lord, that if there's anyone and under the sound of our voice that might be in betrayal of you, let them find themselves, Lord, and seek you. In Christ's name we ask it. We invite you to come to be with us at our church at 1801 Scott Road off of Elkwood Section. And be with us in our singings on the first Friday night of each month. May God bless you is our prayer.